So we see the leper returning. The one leper. So, of course, we could think about, okay, how often do we give Thanksgiving? How often do we say thank you? Are we the person who is the standout in the crowd in generosity and gratitude? That would be an easy theme for this gospel and to look at, and an important one at that, too. Don't get me wrong. One thing cancer will do to you, and I know this personally, I had cancer about 14 years ago, and my well of gratitude really deepened. I became very grateful. I really experienced a profound depth of gratitude. That's another homily, another story for another time. And that being said, though, I think one thing we could get from the homily today is really the greater gift the leper who comes back has, not just the healing of the body without a copay or deductible from Christ, but without a waiting till the approval for, wait, no, I'll heal you, but let's get approved by Cigna or Blue Cross Blue Shield. But that being said, the faith, the gift of faith. So obviously he's a foreigner, he's a Samaritan, he's not a Jew, he didn't have the God of Israel in his life, yet he recognizes Christ and he comes back in gratitude with faith. He makes this act of faith to come back. And so that's perhaps one of the more profound elements of this gospel. And the gift of faith, the gift of return, because, I mean, don't forget, these lepers eventually, like all of us, had to die. You know, maybe their leprosy came back 10, 15 years later. Who knows? You know, whatever. Or maybe they suffered some other ailment of their time. There was no high blood pressure medicine back then. And there was no statins, and there was no diabetes drugs, etc. But then again, they didn't have the, you know, fast food we have nowadays either. It was locally sourced back then, as they say. And it was cheap compared to the locally sourced today. That being said, so this gift of faith, and Christ says to him, stand up and go, your faith. Your faith has saved you. Faith is a gift. Why does one person have faith and another doesn't? But then again, we also know that we have a great responsibility and duty to pass on the faith. That's why we get our children baptized. We try and raise Catholic homes. For many of us who come from immigrant stock from all over the world to the United States, it was, an act of faith that our forefathers and foremothers and et cetera got on planes and boats and et cetera to come to this country. So that's an act of faith as well, and they took the faith with them. They knew that. They had that. We see how the faith was built up in the United States. But this act of faith, in light of our lives, is also something that's a risk, the risk of the gospel, the risk of making these acts of faith that are already in us, the act of faith that brought you into these four walls, the chapel here today, or perhaps turned on the closed-circuit television. And if I may parallel that with today's newly canonized saint of Cardinal John Henry Newman, he lived in the middle of the 1800s, towards the end of the 1800s, and he was of a brilliant mind, yet he was of the Church of England. He was, as we would say, Anglican. He was in the Anglican Communion. And, of course, the Anglican Church in the United States is called the Episcopal Church. We say Episcopalians over here. But he then began, by his own act of faith and being devout and well-revered within the Church of England, knew that the fullness of the faith was in Rome, meaning the old term to swim to Rome or swim the Tiber or come to Rome, meaning to come into the Roman Catholic Church. And he did that at great risk and great ostracization, if that's even such a word, because of the fact that he was so known within the Church of England. He did that, and this was big news. And then I think one of his famous lines, and I might be quoting him slightly wrong, but I think he said, to be a student of history, or to be a student of history is to become Catholic, or to look back at history. So if you just look at the history, then thus it leads you back to Rome, to Peter, and of course, the church that Christ founded. I mean, imagine if there had never been a Protestant Reformation 500 years ago, 501 years ago. Because when Martin Luther began the revolt, and then it spread to the Church of England, King Henry VIII, we know it started over a divorce. We know that from being in history and plays and etc. and the like. And interestingly enough, in Rome today, earlier, where these saints were canonized, Prince Charles was there to represent the country of England, knowing the contribution of John Henry Newman. There, and so it was quite interesting to see a picture of the Prince of England with the Pope, because think about it, the English would have been, and you know, they are obviously Christians, but they were Catholic for all those years. So one thing is to be of hope for reunification one day. We have to pray for that. Now I think statistically there's something like 37,000 denominations of Christianity in the world, but we can never forget Christ founded one church, just one church he founded. Everything else, every other denomination was founded by men, it was founded by mortals. So we can look to John Henry Newman as a great source of inspiration and prayer and God willing intercession from heaven for Christian unity. However, though, I want to give you a quote of his for your own day, for your own life, for where you're at, and it's quite beautiful, that I think we can thank for his example today, and that we'd be able to share and look to him and all the riches and resources he will give to us as Catholics, and now that he's one of our saints in heaven, he's in our Hall of Fame, if you will. And I think this might help get you through some tough moments, especially in our work here of caring for the sick, being sick, and accompanying the sick. Quote, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I have a part in this great work. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. Therefore, I will trust him. Whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He knows what he is about. And that now we can say from St. John Henry Newman, from Meditations on Christian Doctrine with a Visit to the Blessed Sacrament Before Meditation, written on March the 7th, 1848. So, Christ has his mission for each and every one of us. And whether we're healed or whether we continue to suffer, we know that it never goes to waste. We know that that act of faith that was either made by ourselves or our parents so long ago will carry us and will bring us ever closer to God. And one day, God willing, be counted among the saints in heaven with John Henry Newman and the like as well.